Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. It's our delight to have you on board with another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. Let me remind you, this broadcast each day is designed around you, our listener. It's designed to educate, to inform, to challenge, and cause Christians to become involved. I've said for about 55 years in ministry that I believe that Christians need to take a stand. We need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen, not be silent and sit back in a closet and allow the society around us in its darkened condition to make all the decisions. I believe Christians ought to have a seat at the table. I believe that we ought to be involved in the process. I believe that there ought to be voices from Christians being spoken in the halls of Washington and the House and the Senate and in local and state governmental affairs. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I believe as Christians we fail to recognize that God created the home, then he created government, and then he created the church. And so therefore, ladies and gentlemen, anything we find in the realm of politics or home societal issues, biblical theological issues, denominational issues, all fall under the broad category of the Word of God. With a biblical worldview, every Christian ought to look through the prism of what does the Bible say. You see, Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." And so, ladies and gentlemen, words from this microphone to you is simply spoken on behalf of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Thy word is truth. And so when we talk about truth and we talk about issues, we need to face them seriously in the realization and the recognition that what happens in our society affects us all. And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that you can join in this dialogue and discussion today by simply dialing 401-1413. 401-1413 gets you straight through to the studio and right to the microphone so that we can have discussion about the issue. We're going to be talking about today the agenda to redefine America, or if you want to simply subtitle it, the shadow government at work, the shadow government at work. But ladies and gentlemen, the essence of it is what we're seeing played out in the very public arena is the battle between good and evil, the battle between God and Satan, the battle for the very soul of our nation. Now, perhaps you don't take it that seriously. I do. We're watching the possibility of a constitutional republic being reduced to ashes as we're watching the shenanigans that's taking place in the Senate hearings for Judge Kavanaugh. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, Senator, and this has been low profile, it's not been on national news, you've not heard it on national television, but Senator Chuck Schumer even tried to get the Supreme Court to delay the Kavanaugh hearings. Did you know that? Yes. He had attempted to do so, and the Supreme Court refused to hear it as of August the 26th of this year. They said no, that it was not their prerogative to oversee or to do anything to intervene with the Senate hearings and the Senate process. So what is the desired result? What are they wanting to do? They're simply wanting to delay the hearings. So what is the desired result for the delay? The left wants to control the Supreme Court. That's the bottom line. The left now controls the Department of Education. The left controls the courts for the most part, including the Supreme Court today. They control the media, and they want to control the Supreme Court. They want to continue to have a grip on the Supreme Court. And ladies and gentlemen, they recognize frantically and panically, they're recognizing, and we're watching it being played out in the public arena. They're doing everything, pulling every ploy and every plot that's possible to try to prevent the going forward of this hearing and the consummation of the confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh as the Supreme Court Justice. They pulled every plot and every ploy possible. They have used now the ultimate nuclear weapon, if you will, by finding a Democratic activist, a Trump hater, a professor of psychology at a liberal California school, to try to be the instrument that they use to derail or to destroy the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. Ladies and gentlemen, they have tried everything possible, and it's failed, and now they're trying this final ploy. But who is this person that is the accuser? It's a 51-year-old woman that's accusing Judge Kavanaugh. Her name is Christine Blasey Ford, B-L-A-S-E-Y, Christine Blasey Ford. She's a professor of psychology at Palo Alto University in California. She is a Trump hater. In fact, I find it fascinating that, as one commentator said, she's working feverishly to remove and to wash her Facebook account and all other social media so that the world cannot see exactly how much she really hates Donald Trump and this administration. She's a Trump hater. She's a never-Trumper. She's a liberal Democrat. In fact, her attorney is a big Democratic donor. The attorney, Deborah Katz, K-A-T-Z, defended Bill Clinton and even said that what Clinton did to women should not even be considered. Women like Paula Jones, she said, should not even be considered sexual harassment. But now, this woman accusing Judge Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct was supposedly when he was 17 years old. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I want to give us a synoptic overview of what's happening, where we are, and then we want to talk about what is the purpose and where is it going, and if they succeed, what will happen to America. That's the whole point of this broadcast and this issue today. We're talking about an agenda to redefine America, an agenda that's being carried out by the shadow government that is absolutely earth-shaking when you look at the ramifications of what could take place. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, this is the accuser that said when she was 15 and Kavanaugh was 17 in high school that he attempted to molest her. Now, one occasion on one of her statements that's in written form, as she had told a psychologist that she had visited and some time ago, right recently, as I understand, that there were four boys in the room. Then she said, no, it was two. And now she says that the psychologist that she had talked with simply had gotten their notes incorrect. But she doesn't remember what date it was. She doesn't remember what house she was in. She doesn't remember where she was, what street it was on. She doesn't remember anything about the other boys. She just happens to know one of them was Brett Kavanaugh. That is her understanding of it. She said both the boys, when she said it was two, she said both of them were falling down drunk. And yet here's this activist judge, now attorney, that is, that's now bringing this case forward and wanting her to be heard. Here's the article that says, woman accusing Brett Kavanaugh of sexual harassment and her lawyer are both Democratic activists, big Democratic donors, the article goes further to say. In this case, it's dicier because she is a Democratic donor. His accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, her lawyer, Deborah Katz, is a very well-known Democratic activist who, by the way, this article says, her lawyer was very defensive of Bill Clinton when he got accused of Paula Jones and said that one allegation of Bill Clinton allegedly goes into some details here, and I won't read them on the air, with Paula Jones, shouldn't even be considered sexual harassment. As I stated a moment ago, there's the mindset that when Bill Clinton does something like that, it's not anything that should be bothersome. when Barack Hussein Obama and Bill Clinton and others in the high-profile Democratic leadership in years past admitted sexual promiscuity and of using drugs. There was nothing wrong with that. When the news came out, when Obama was president, and it was early on, that a very famous accuser accused him of some homosexual liaisons that he had had with him. All of a sudden, it was covered, and that's okay. But it's not okay for Judge Kavanaugh to be a Supreme Court justice. Ladies and gentlemen, this woman says that she can't tell you exactly where it was, when it was, what it was, but she knows that Kavanaugh was involved. Well, what's so critical, ladies and gentlemen, of this matter is that it's all designed by the socialist left-wing Democratic Party to derail or to delay or to destroy the confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh. Ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats are frightened. They're petrified. They want to delay until after November the 6th. That is the general election. Why do they want to delay this until after November the 6th? Because it is their feeling that they will control at least the Senate. And if they control the Senate, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. All of this will be a non-discussion. If they control the Senate, there will be no further investigation of the so-called Russian collusion by the Democratic Party and the Hillary Clinton's campaign. There will be no further discussion and or investigation in relationship to the facts about what's happened in the DOJ and the FBI and all of the shenanigans that took place with the high upper echelon leadership to destroy a constitutionally elected president, to first of all try to derail his presidency, the candidacy, and then to destroy his presidency, which has been an ongoing thing now since President Trump announced that he was running for election in 2016. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. This is a very critical matter, but I want us to understand that if Judge Kavanaugh is not confirmed, here's what will happen. Let me just give you the young blood scenario of what I believe will take place if Judge Kavanaugh is denied a confirmation for Supreme Court justice. The Democratic Party will continue to control the courts. There'll be no such thing as a balanced court in the Supreme Court. You perhaps have recognized in the past several years, most of the cases that have gone to the U.S. Supreme Court dealt with the sodomite lifestyle, dealt with something about abortion, dealt with something about the Christian cake baker, the Christian florist, the Christian business people that have been persecuted and prosecuted because of the Christian stand, their refusal to bend, bow, or to be persuaded that they needed to do something that's immoral and ungodly before God. Democratic Party will continue to control the courts if Kavanaugh is not confirmed. The sodomite rights will continue to override Christian liberties. Our Bill of Rights, especially our amendment, First and Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the freedom of religious speech, and others. Ladies and gentlemen, those would absolutely be destroyed. They will absolutely be eviscerated if we allow Judge Kavanaugh to be derailed in his confirmation. And let me say again, ladies and gentlemen, you can jump in this dialogue and discussion at any point you'd like to. All you need to do is dial 401-1413. You may disagree. I'd like to hear why, if you disagree. Or perhaps you have another nuance of understanding of what's taking place that you'd like to clarify in my mind and in the mind of the listener. We welcome your telephone call, 401-1413. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're talking about the agenda to redefine America, or if you please, shadow government, the shadow government at work. But ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic Party, if Kavanaugh is denied confirmation, the Democratic Party and the loose left-wing liberals that are now in control of the courts will continue to control the U.S. Supreme Court. Sodomite rights will continue to override the Christian liberties. America will have no wall or borders or boundaries. We'll be a nation without boundaries, and a nation without borders or boundaries or wall is a nation that's not a sovereign nation. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, a recent news of last week, 39 million Social Security cards and Social Security numbers have disappeared from the Social Security Administration's computers. They don't know what happened. But may I simply say that I believe the embedded bureaucrats know exactly what happened. And I believe it's the preparation for the 2020 election by putting a Social Security card and a Social Security number in the hands of every illegal alien in America, and even those that are felons, convicted felons, that ought not to have the right to vote. They'll be voting in the 2020 election, and the stage is now being set. But ladies and gentlemen, back to the issue at hand, if we allow the Kavanaugh confirmation to be derailed or delayed until after the November the 6th election, we're going to watch the Democrats absolutely destroy the courts with their future preference to continue to water down anything that's called equal justice under the law. Abortion on demand will be expanded. Do you realize now, ladies and gentlemen, there's a move to expand abortion? And were it not for what has happened in the past 2 years with President Trump, we will have wide open doors for further abortion, even abortion after birth and after delivery of the child. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, if we allow Judge Kavanaugh to be derailed or to be denied confirmation, Christian free speech will absolutely be destroyed. The right to keep and bear arms will be destroyed. Islamic invasion of America will come in like an absolute flood upon us if we're not very, very careful, and what we're seeing taking place today in the Senate hearings. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I say every Christian ought to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. Get on the telephone, get on your emails, contact your senator and say, don't you dare, as my elected senator, allow this to be delayed. We want to vote, and we want to vote now on Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation. The Democrats, ladies and gentlemen, be able to impeach President Trump. Listen, this is just one of the pieces of the dominoes that are about to fall if this confirmation is rejected, denied, or delayed. The whole movement in Washington today among the loosey-goosey left-wing liberal socialists, and I use that term, ladies and gentlemen, very, very carefully but definitively, because, you know, the recent investigatory polls stated that 57% of the Democrats say that they are socialist or socialist-leaning. And so they are already prepared to start impeachment process. There's no grounds for it constitutionally, but nevertheless, they will go forward with it if we allow Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation to be delayed, derailed, or denied. It sounds negative. Yes, it does. And it is negative. It is a negative point, ladies and gentlemen, to make a positive application of what we need to do in America today as Christians. By the way, this is why every Christian, every moral, ethical person, if you're not saved, if you're a moral, ethical person, you need to be a concerned citizen and let your voice be heard. We ought not to sit down any longer and allow the train to continue to go down the track and not do anything about it. We're in the world as Christians. We're not of the world. We're in the world. We're aliens passing through the world, but we have the responsibility as citizens to be a part of the governmental process and not to sit back and let the wicked evil take over. Isaiah chapter 5 says there will be a day, and I believe we're at it. We're in that day when right will be called wrong, wrong will be called right. And we're in that day and era when we find that justice delayed is justice denied, as is warned in the Ecclesiastes text, will take place. But ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us, listen, Judge Kavanaugh has already undergone 30 hours of serious, severe interrogation. He's undergone 200 oral questions. And after the 2,000 oral questions, he's already gone through over 1,000 follow-up written questions. He's already produced over 500,000 papers and documents of his work as a judge and leadership as he was serving with President Bush, George Bush, in his administration. He has already undergone 6 FBI background checks. He's been subjected to the paid Democratic freaks, agitators, and demonstrators. He's faced Senator Booker's special Spartacus moment when Booker thought that he had some highly secretive document that he was about to lay on the table only to discover it was already open for the other senators' availability also. Perhaps you're wondering, why is this woman now coming forward after almost 40 years if this really took place? Have you questioned that? Have you wondered what could be the promulgating cause? What could be the factors involved? Well, there are two or three things as I see it, ladies and gentlemen. And the fake news has not covered one of them. Here's an article that says, Brett Kavanaugh's mother presided over a foreclosure case involving the accuser's parents. Brett Kavanaugh's mother happens to be a judge also. The article reads, the woman behind the letter accusing Judge Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault, Christine Blasey Ford, has naturally been herself the subject of much news since her name was made public on Sunday. Among reports coming out, Fox News Channel's Laura Ingraham tweeted a short story just a short while ago that says Ford's parents were defendants in a case that she presided over that was presided over by Brett Kavanaugh's mother. Brett Kavanaugh's mother, you know, is a judge also, of whom he has spoken at length about during the confirmation hearings. Accused of Christine Ford's parents were defendants in a 1996 foreclosure case presided over by Kavanaugh's mother. Here's another article on that issue, ladies and gentlemen. It says, the title of the article, Kavanaugh's mother presided over a foreclosure of accuser's family home. And it goes on with some things very similar. And part of it says, the Daily Caller's News Foundation investigation shows Judge Martha Kavanaugh was connected to a foreclosure action implementing the Blazes. That's this accuser's parents. Maryland court records show that Judge Martha Kavanaugh issued rulings in an action initiated in 1996 by the United Mortgage and Loan Investment Corporation to foreclose on a Potomac, Maryland property owned by Ralph and Paula Blasey, the parents of Kavanaugh's accuser. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe you have two things. Number one, she is a Trump hater. She is an avid, in-your-face Democratic activist. She is represented by a Democratic activist attorney that's supported Democratic candidates. She is also the daughter of the parents that hates the Kavanaugh name. And I believe that there are other things that come into play. And part of that play is that we're watching the operation of a shadow government in America. The embeds in the FBI and the DOJ orchestrated and being puppeteered by George Soros and Barack Hussein Obama, which is the shadow government president today. I believe and this is not a conspiracy theorist philosophy or phenomena. I believe this is literally happening. Much of the people today in the conservative wing of society call it a deep state. It's a shadow government. And when you see what has been taking place for years now in the DOJ and the FBI, where they have basically decided who can be president and who cannot, and then set up a dossier that's all absolute lies, paid for over $1 million by the Democratic National Convention and the Clinton campaign for president. And then you discover that all of these things have been orchestrated, fabricated, and fixated on by the Democrats to destroy President Trump. And it's being paid for by George Soros, the puppeteer that is controlling the strings for Barack Hussein Obama, the Islamic president that we had that has no records that's open. You cannot investigate his academic record. You cannot investigate and determine anything that supposedly is about the man because it's all been sequestered and sealed forever. And yet we have the accusations that somehow, some way, Donald Trump is a bad president. We have the accusation that somehow, some way, Brett Kavanaugh, having undergone all that he has, is incapable and is not qualified to serve as a Supreme Court justice. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, Kavanaugh's accuser will likely have the opportunity to delay. They've already delayed. The vote was supposed to be this Thursday, the 20th of September. And that's already been delayed now. They're saying they will allow this woman, the accuser, to be heard and to allow Judge Kavanaugh to respond in open hearings and then have the vote either Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. Here's an article that says Kavanaugh accuser will likely delay the vote. The testimony of those who know Brett Kavanaugh from both left and right politically is that he is a man of impeccable character, but with a voice, with a vote to his Supreme Court nomination scheduled for Thursday, the Senate Judiciary Committee is moving toward a delay to hear from psychologist Professor Christine Blasey Ford, who claimed that Kavanaugh attempted to rape her at a party when both were in high school, arose only last week. The article further says Ford is now willing to testify before the committee. At least three Republican senators, listen, have indicated they want to hear from her under oath. Ladies and gentlemen, remember the name Clarence Thomas? Remember Clarence Thomas ultimately was confirmed as Supreme Court Justice? He's been a stalwart of the conservative judges in the Supreme Court lineup. Remember what happened to Justice Clarence Thomas? He was accused of sexual misconduct, and they tried their best to eviscerate him publicly. And Clarence Thomas, before the committee of senators in that day, said, and I quote, "This is simply a high-tech lynching carried on by the U.S. Senate, House of the Senators." Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us, we're watching that being played out by the Democrats today. We're watching it. But ladies and gentlemen, Matthew 12:25 reminds us that a divided nation or divided house cannot stand. That's my concern. We're witnessing the attempt to redefine America, to redeploy American thought. And may I remind us, we must stand as Christians and be salt and light. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, it was Dianne Feinstein that had a 20-year person that worked for her that was discovered to be a Chinese spy. He had been listening to her, following her, and yet driving for her. And somehow, some way, there was a mindset that it's okay. Here's Joe Biden lately, ladies and gentlemen, that says that Trump supporters are the dregs of society. He said that they are virulent people, dregs of society. And yet he is complaining that this is who we are, ladies and gentlemen, if we support anything that's conservatism, if we're supporting Judge Kavanaugh, if we're supporting President Donald J. Trump. We're in a divided nation, a divided house, a divided nation. And ladies and gentlemen, we must take a stand. May I remind us that we cannot allow this to take place. Remember, too, that the House and the Senate, listen carefully. Got about a minute and a half left. Want to get this in. There's a $17 million slush fund paid for by we, the taxpayers, that the House and the Senate members use when there is sexual misconduct that they use to pay the money to those that are the sexual accusers. And yet we are to understand that somehow, some way, Judge Kavanaugh is not qualified to be a Supreme Court justice. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's the case, it is my most humble opinion, we need to remove every House member, every Senate member on both sides of the aisle, Democrat and Republican, for an absolute dishonesty with the public. Because if Judge Kavanaugh is not qualified, ladies and gentlemen, there's not a single one in the House of the Senate that's qualified. When as of last year, out of that $17 million, $15.2 million had already been spent paying off sexual accusers in the House and the Senate. So here we are to believe that those in Washington have never sinned. They've never broken the law. They've never violated God's moral code. Please don't be so naive to think this, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, Jesus, when he was dealing with the woman that was caught in adultery, sat down and wrote on the sand, wrote on the ground. And then he looked up and said, "Let the one that is without sin cast the first stone." So, ladies and gentlemen, I take that position today. If Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation is denied, we will see universal chaos in America. We will have lost our constitutional republic. So let's speak up, stand up, be heard. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air once again tomorrow as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.